The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, Text Number 41, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 19th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation. Then he amalgamated all the sense organs into the mind into life, life into breathing, his total existence into the embodiments of the five elements, and his body into death. Then his pure self, he became free from the material conception of life.
Read the purport.
Maharaj Yudhishthir, like his brother Arjuna, began to concentrate and gradually became freed from all material bondage. First of all, he concentrated all the actions of the senses, amalgamated in the mind. Or in other words, he turned his mind towards transcendental service of the Lord. He prayed that all material activities were performed by the mind, actions and reactions of the material senses. And since he was going back to Godhead, the mind would wind up its material activities and be turned towards the transcendental service of the Lord. There was no longer need for material activities. Actually, the activities of the mind cannot be stopped because they are the reflection of the eternal soul. But the quality of the activities can be changed from matter to the transcendental service of the Lord. The material color of the mind is changed by washing it from contaminations of life-breathing and therefore getting it freed from the contamination of repeated births and deaths and getting it situated in pure spiritual life. All is manifested by the temporary embodiment of the material body, which is a production of mind at the time of death. And if the mind is purified by practice of transcendental loving service of the Lord, and the same is constantly engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, there is no more chance of the mind's producing another material body after death. It will be freed from the absorption of material contamination. The pure soul will be able to return back home, back to Godhead.
So this verse described in the manner of yogic practice. The yogic practice means controlling five kinds of air within the body. Pranapanban, like that. That is breathing exercise. Yoga practice, so it appears that Maharaj Yudhishthira knew how to practice the yoga. Not only Maharaj Yudhishthira, practically any high-class man, especially the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas, every one of them knew this practice. Yoga practice, so at the time of death, they could utilize how to give up this body. That is perfection of yoga. The yogis, they can give up the life or give this, relinquish this body according to his own desire, not compelled by the material condition. That is yoga. Generally, a man dies under the obligation of material laws. But a yogi, he controls in such a way that he leaves the burden of Bhishmadev. Bhishmadev especially, his father gave him the benediction that so long he would not himself like to die, he'll never die. Bhishma Guru. He got this benediction from his father because his promise was very stern, severe. You know the story. Bhishma's father was captivated by the young girl, Satyavati, and he wanted to marry her. The Kshatriya could do that. But Satyavati's father disagreed. Although he was king, he could marry anyone he likes, but his father still with the permission of the parents. So the father denied, "No, no, I cannot give you my daughter to you." Why? Because you have got grown-up son, and he will be the king. Why is my daughter shall be married with you? Just like made servant. No. So Bhishma they could understand that my father desires to marry this young girl, Satyavati, and there is some hindrances. So he approached, "Hey, why don't you give my father your daughter?" He said, "Because you are his eldest son, you become king." So he immediately promised that your daughter's son will become king. I will not become king. Give my father. So he said, no, still it is not possible. Why? Because you may not become king, then your son will become king. I don't want that. So in this way, Bhishma Dev said, "No, then I shall not marry. Is that all right?" Still, and then he gave his daughter. Yes, Satyavati. So, his father, Santanu Maharaj, saw that Bhishma is so affectionate to his father that for the father's sense gratification, he has sacrificed his own. So he gave him this benediction, "My dear son, you are so stern in keeping your promise, so I give you this benediction that he will never die unless you desire." Therefore, Bhishmadeva was lying on the bed of arrows and he left this material world when he desired. So the yogis can do that. They control the soul. The soul is floating in different airs. So they can control. That is called sarachakra. From the rectum to the abdomen, abdomen to the heart, heart to the collarbone, then collarbone to the palate, and then here. So one who can bring the soul here, they can get out from this hole. It is called Brahmarandra. So they can go, the yogis, as they desire. Either he can go directly to the spiritual world, or if he likes, he can transfer himself to the higher planetary system. This is yoga practice. Anywhere he can go. It appears that Yudhishthira Maharaj knew perfectly well. Similarly, we see from many other kings' life, or this yoga practice was done by any gentleman. Therefore they are so sober, steady and determined. Everyone was a yogi. Therefore the Bhagavad Gita, it is described, Rajarshi, imam Rajarshayo Viru, Rishi. Rishi, saintly person, they know how to practice yoga. So formerly the kings were as good as Rishi. They are simply sitting on the throne as a matter of responsibility to the citizens. They are not political opportunists, no. That nowadays people are political opportunists. As soon as they get some opportunity, they capture the power. Formerly, just like Bhishma Dev, actually he would have been the king, But he was not opportunist to serve his father. He gave up everything. This is called Rajas. Vachansi, if you can control your mind, then you can control your words. There are kaya, man, bakka. Three things are, we have got this body, and we have got our mind, and we have got to talk. Talking is very important. You can talk nonsense all day and night, and you can talk about Krishna and chant Hare Krishna mantras, the same thing, vibration. See, if you talk nonsense, then you go to hell. And if you talk about Krishna and the Hare Krishna mantra chant, then you go back to home, back to them. They see how much this talking is important. Simply by talking. Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanuganna. So it is a matter of control. This is yoga means Indriya Samyama. Controlling the senses. That is called yoga. Real purpose of yoga. Because our senses are just like venomous serpents. So many people, they fall down on account of the senses. They become victim of the senses. So, yoga practice means the controlling the senses. This is the real purpose of yoga. There is certain mechanical process that is called yoga practice. Therefore, yoga practice is meant for a person who is too much in bodily concept of life. Otherwise, one who is convinced that I am not this body, then where is the necessity of exercising the body? But it is meant for a person who is too much absorbed in bodily concept of life. For him, this yoga practice is recommended that by mechanical practice of the different parts of the body, the air within the body, one can control the senses, and unless the senses are controlled, the whole thing is sense, therefore consciousness. It depends on the senses. Purifying the senses is spirit, soul is eternal. So his senses are eternal. He cannot stop the activities of the senses. That is not possible. Just like others, they think that if we stop, just like Vishwamitra Muni, he was a great yogi, he stopped the senses. He wanted to stop. He closed the eyes. I will not see beautiful woman. But he failed as soon as he heard the tinkling sound of the bangles of the apsara, Menaka. So our senses are so strong. If you stop this sense, the other sense is prepared to kill you. They are called enemies there. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. We are struggling for existence with the mind and the senses. Otherwise, it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, these living entities, they are my part and parcel. That means they are as good as I am. Why they are rotting in this material world? Because on account of the mind and the senses. So yoga practice means you have to control first of all the mind and then you have to control the senses. That is perfection of yoga. So Ambarish Maharaj, a great devotee, he controlled his mind, senses in this way. The first thing is, so, sabai mana krishna padaravinda. this yoga practice. Bhakti yoga means this. Not to try artificially to control the mind and the senses. That will be failure. In most cases, they are failure. In some cases, they are perfect or successful. But in most cases, they are failure. Especially in this age, when people have no training, no simply extravagant, doing everything what he likes, no brahmachari system, nothing is taught. Formerly in the Vedic civilization, the boys should be sent to Gurukul for practicing brahmacharya. There is no such question now. So, the so-called practice of yoga, simply useless waste of time. They cannot do anything. It is not possible. Therefore, bhakti yoga system is to engage the senses and the mind in Krishna's service. If your mind is engaged in Krishna's service, then there is very little scope for the mind being diverted from it. It diverts, but if you practice, the Krishna will help. Sinnadhang satatha Krishna punna savana kirtana riddantasya avadrani vidhunati suhitsada. Krishna is within yourself, and if you sincerely try to purify yourself, your mind, body, words, these things, so this beginning is to hear about Krishna. Anything about Krishna. But the first thing we want to hear, if we want to know Krishna, naturally we are inclined. What is Krishna? What is Krishna? Just like our Krishna book is now selling, because the Krishna consciousness movement is there, so people are, eager to know what this Krishna is. Naturally, they want to purchase some Krishna books. Actually, that is the first business. Just like we are speaking about, in God we trust, the slogan of the American people and American government. So naturally, people should be inquisitive to know actually what is God, scientifically. We say, in God we trust, but you do not know what is God. Then what is the question of trust? Suppose if you, somebody friend say that you can trust the Bank of America, but if he does not know what is Bank of America, then how he can trust? How he can deposit money? That is the difficulty. This is simply slogan. Otherwise, everyone should have been inquisitive. What this government has made this slogan, in God, what is God? Nobody knows. Then what is the question of trust? Therefore it has become everything humbug. But if you are serious to know about God, there is science, there is teacher, everything is there. God Himself is there within your heart. Ishara sarva bhutana vridesho junatishtati. Actually, if you are serious to know God, so God is within Himself, He can understand. Now this living entity is serious to know about me, so He will help you immediately. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam buddhi yogam dadamitam jena mam upajantite. These are such persons, satatajuktanam, always very much anxious to know about God. So God can understand. God is omnipotent. He can understand that this living entity is now serious. He wants to hear about God. So this inquisitiveness is very good. My Guru Maharaj accepted me as a disciple because he saw in the beginning I was very inquisitive to hear him. In the beginning, many gentlemen, I was one of them, was introduced to my Guru Maharaj, they had to be initiated. Yeah, they want to be initiated to become your disciple. So when my turn came, he immediately said, "Yes, I will accept this boy as disciple because he is very inquisitive to hear." That was my recommendation. And actually, I was very inquisitive. I could not follow what Guru Maharaj was speaking, but still I was asking others when Guru Maharaj will speak. I could not follow. He was speaking in a very high philosophical tone. So at that time I had no capacity to understand. Still I wanted to hear it. I understand and not understand. So this is very good qualification. So those who are coming here to listen about God, they are very fortunate. Krishna will help them. Savanam, the beginning of Bhakti Yoga started from the practice of Sravanam, oral reception, ear. Therefore, the mantra is given through the ear, initiation mantra. Then Kirtanam. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Sakham Atmanivedam. There are 9 different processes. The most important process is hearing. And as soon as you want to hear, that means you have to concentrate your mind. So, naturally, the mind becomes locked. But if we sleep, that is another thing. Let the lectures go on, let me have some rest. That is another thing. But if you hear, if you are anxious to hear, then mind has to be engaged. Without attention, you cannot hear. If your mind is something to it, you are thinking of marketing something, or sometimes we will say, you can hear, make a show of hearing, but you are not hearing. Therefore, mind is the first thing. Samayi mana krishna padaravinda. Vachaṃsi vaikuntha gunānuvandana. If you engage your mind in hearing, then you can describe the things in the Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world. Vachaṃsi vaikuntha gunānuvandana. So we have to practice. This is bhakti yoga. First of all, we have to engage the mind. And as soon as you engage the mind in hearing about Krishna, Krishna will help you in cleansing your mind. That is the opinion given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Cheta dharpana marjana. Because everything we cannot understand about God, or we cannot see God, or do not know what is God, because there are so many dirty things on the mind. Otherwise, as soon as the mind is clear, devoid of all dirty things, you can say, you can understand what is God, you can see God every moment, premanjana churita bhakti vilo chanena santa sadaiva hridaye sivila. So, there is no difficulty. God is here, Krishna. But once mind is not clear, he cannot see God. He sees a statue of stone. He sees a statue of stone. And whose mind is clear, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he sees Jagannath, immediately thinks, here is Krishna. Actually, that is the fact. Here is Krishna. Krishna is omnipresent. That is God's one qualification, omnipresent. He is present everywhere. So, why not present in the temple? He is present here. But we have no eyes to see because our mind is not clean. So we cannot use the senses to see God. That is the difference. Therefore, premanjana charita bhakti vilachana. By the bhakti process, by devotional service, it cleans your mind, it cleans your senses. As soon as your mind is cleansed, then senses are also cleansed. That is helped by Krishna himself, as he says in the Srimadha Bhagavatam, Sinnatang Sakatha. As soon as Krishna sees that you are eager to hear about him, Sinnatang Sakatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtan. By the first hearing, you may not understand about Krishna, but if you simply hear with little attention, although you do not understand, still you will be pious. Because the dirty things means covered with impious activities. So if you hear about Krishna, then gradually you will become pious. Simple by hearing. Similar, just like if there is injection, some disease, vaccine, you understand or not understand, it will act. Suppose if you take poison, if you do not understand what is poison, it will act. Similarly, Krishna Katha is so powerful that if you simply hear, even if you do not understand, that you will become pious. And by becoming pious, because without becoming pious, nobody can understand Krishna. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Jesham antagatam papam, jananam punna karmanam. Those are 24 hours engaged in pious activities. Therefore, we engage our students in this bhakti yoga practice, 24 hours routine work, because it is pious activities. So he will be purified. He will be purified. We have got so many times offering arati, offering prasadam, cleansing the temple, dressing the deity, talking about him. 24 hours must be. Kirtaniya sadahari. Kirtaniya or sevaniya sadahari. 24 hours. In this way, we become purified. As soon as your mind is clean, all dirty things, then you become fit for going back to home, back to Godhead. So any yoga practice, but other yoga practice, Hatha yoga practice, Dhyana yoga practice, Karma yoga practice, Jnana yoga practice, these are very difficult in this age. But if you take to bhakti yoga practice, it is recommended, Samanam Kirtanam, Kalotad Hari Kirtanat, in this age, Kali Yoga, this Hari Kirtan is Bhakti Yoga. Kirteja Dhyato Vishnu Tritayana Jajato Makhai, in different ages, because the people are different. So different methods are prescribed in the Shastra. In the Satya Yoga, meditation method was possible. In other yuga, it is not possible. In Treta yuga, by sacrificing big yajna, performing yajna. In Dwapara yuga, by temple worship. In Kalotad Hari Kirtanat, and in this Kali yuga, simply by Hari Kirtan, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, you can get the same result. Therefore, our process is kirtan, always kirtanya sadhana. So by bhakti yoga practice, you become perfect in all yogic processes, and ultimately you realize God very easily and directly, and that will help you to go back to home, back to God. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karmam midibbam jujanati taktaka takta dehang punar janma naiti mamiti kam. Anyone who understands Krishna in truth, janma karmam midibbam jujanati taktaka means in truth, not superficial. If you understand Krishna in truth as he is, and he is speaking himself about himself, there is no difficulty. If you simply accept Krishna, what he says, if you follow, Then you become perfect and become fit for going back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.